Dogs of the Deadlands, written by Anthony McGowan and read by Francis Greenslade. It was late and the night was dark, but Natasha Taranova wasn't asleep. How could she sleep? She could no more sleep than she could fly. Sleep was impossible because today her dream had come true. That very morning, the morning of her 7th birthday, her mama had tied a scarf around her eyes and led her by the hand into the living room of their small flat. And though Natasha had hoped and longed, she still had not quite believed. Then she heard the frantic snuffling, and she knew. "Put out your hands," her papa said. And then Natasha's arms were full of warm, squirming softness, and the softness barked. Mama pulled off the scarf, and Natasha felt the greatest happiness ever experienced by any child since the world began. The puppy's coat was pure white, white as the first fall of winter snow. It had a foxy face, its muzzle long and thin, tipped with a moist black nose. And there was something strange and magical about its eyes. One was blue, an icy blue, to complement its snowy fur. The other was a soft brown, like the earth under the snow. "What's he called?" Natasha cried. Papa was about to speak, but Mama put her finger over his mouth. "That's up to you, darling. And the puppy's not a he, but a she." Natasha pondered for a moment or two. Then the name appeared in her mind and made its way to her lips. "Zoya! Her name is Zoya!" "A good name," said Mama, and Papa nodded. Later that day, he brought back a collar with a little brass name tag on it. "Here," he'd said, "Z-O-Y-A. And look, there's a crescent moon and a star. The moon is for love, and the star is for luck. This will be a lucky dog and a loved one." Now, long into the night, Natasha could still barely believe that she had a beautiful puppy. Ripples of delight travelled up and down her body, from her toes to her scalp. She was also a little angry and upset. Somehow the anger did not drive out the excitement, but lived together with it, like two old women who hated each other but lived in the same house in the woods. The trouble had started when Papa told her that the puppy was not allowed to sleep in her room. "It's bad enough she gets to come inside the flat," he said, yanking at his black moustache the way he did when he was annoyed. "When I was a boy, dogs lived in the yard. A dog had one job, to bark when the wolves came.